Promise 23, and I'll read it to you three times. These things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage, I have overcome the world. John 16:33. These things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage, I have overcome the world. John 16:33. These things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage, I have overcome the world. John 16:33. So let's make sure we understand first how Jesus overcame the world so that we may take courage and in that way walk right through the tribulation the world offers us. Do you have an immediate explanation for these words of his? Like if you and I were together, sitting across a table from one another, and I asked you, how did he overcome the world? What would you say? Can you succinctly explain his all-conquering, world-shifting strategy so that another may experience the peace his gospel is meant to bring? In my reading this week, I came across this beautiful explanation. This is Hebrews 13:20-21. Now may the God of peace, there's that word again, who brought back from the dead that great shepherd of the sheep, our Lord Jesus, by the blood of his everlasting agreement, equip you thoroughly for the doing of his will. May he effect in you everything that pleases him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. I mean, aren't those words encouraging and inspiring? The God of peace, the peace that Jesus promises here again, is the very one whose power resurrected our great good shepherd. Jesus' blood is the sealing of the everlasting agreement, the new covenant, and its all sufficiency is the power by which our lives may be equipped for doing his perfect will. And it is God who personally affects in us everything that personally pleases himself by giving us the inner experience of the presence of his Son, Jesus. The God of peace, the peace of God, that eternal attribute of his wondrous glory, will lead our lives in a way that perfectly conquers all tribulation, calls us to take courage, and in the end, with him, will overcome the world and its ways. Which brings us back to the first sentence of today's promise. These things, and here we are again in the words of the last discourse, by the way, I have spoken to you. Why? So that in me you may have peace. That's his stated intention here. It's Jesus' purpose to fill our hearts with his peace, the peace of the God who is peace, so that again we may walk through tribulation, take courage, overcome. And how does he plan to invest us with that peace? In the very same manner as he did day before yesterday in the promises. These things I have spoken to you. These things. Shall we consider all the these things he's talking about? I mean, shall we listen to the rest of the words from the night before the cross that are the these things Jesus is specifically referring to here? Well, then here we go. Close your eyes. I'd invite you again to really listen. Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love each other as I have loved you. There is no greater love than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I tell you to do. I shall not call you servants any longer, for a servant does not share his master's confidence. No, I call you friends now, because I have told you everything that I have heard from the Father. It is not that you have chosen me, but it is I who have chosen you. I have appointed you to go and bear fruit that will be lasting, so that wherever, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. This I command you, love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me first. If you belonged to the world would love its own. But because you do not belong to the world, and I have chosen you out of it, the world will hate you. Do you remember what I said to you? The servant is not greater than his master. If they have persecuted me, they will persecute you as well. But if they have followed my teaching, they will also follow yours. They will do all these things to you as my disciples, because they do not know the one who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have been guilty of sin, but now they have no excuse for their sin. The man who hates me hates my Father as well. If I had not done among them things that no other man had ever done, they would not have been guilty of sin. But as it is, they have seen and they have hated both me and my Father. Yet this only fulfills what is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. But when the Helper comes, that is, the Spirit of truth, who comes from the Father and whom I myself will send to you from the Father, he will speak plainly about me. And you yourselves will also speak plainly about me, for you have been with me from the first. I am telling you this now, so that your faith in me may not be shaken. They will excommunicate you from their synagogues. Yes, the time is coming when a man who kills you will think he is thereby serving God. They will act like this because they have never had any true knowledge of the Father or of me. But I have told you all this so that when the time comes for it to happen, you may remember that I told you about it. I have not spoken like this to you before because I have been with you, but now the time has come for me to go away to the one who sent me. None of you asks me, "Where are you going?" That is because you are so distressed at what I have told you. Yet, I am telling you the simple truth when I assure you that it is a good thing for you that I should go away. For if I do not go away, the divine helper would not come to you. But if I go, then I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convince the world of the meaning of sin, of true goodness, and of judgment. He will expose their sin because they do not believe in me. He will reveal true goodness, for I am going away to the Father, and you will see me no longer. And he will show them the meaning of judgment, for the spirit which rules this world will have been judged. Oh, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. Yet when that one I have spoken to you about comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you into everything that is true. For he will not be speaking of his own accord, but exactly as he hears, and he will inform you about what is to come. He will bring glory to me, for he will draw on my truth and reveal it to you. Whatever the Father possesses is also mine. That is why I tell you that he will draw on my truth and will show it to you. In a little while, you will not see me any longer. And again, in a little while, you will see me. I tell you truly that you are going to be both sad and sorry while the world is glad. Yes, you will be deeply distressed, but your pain will turn into joy. When a woman gives birth to a child, she certainly knows pain when her time comes. Yet as soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers her agony for joy that a man has been born into the world. Now you are going through pain, but I shall see you again, and your hearts will thrill with joy, the joy that no one can take away from you. And on that day, you will not ask me any questions. I assure you that whatever you ask the Father, he will give you in my name. Up to now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask now, and you will receive, that your joy may be overflowing. I have been speaking to you in parables, but the time is coming to give up parables and tell you plainly about the Father. When that time comes, you will make your requests to him in my own name, for I need make no promise to plead to the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. Yes, I did come from the Father, and I came into the world. Now I leave the world behind and return to the Father. Behold, an hour is coming, and has already come for you to be scattered, each to his own home, and to leave me alone. And yet, I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world. And we respond, oh, yes, you have, Jesus. Yes, you have. And thank you, Jesus, for your perfect peace.